Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host today, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out of studio today. In the studio with me right now, we have Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back. I'm excited to be here. So it's your second time on the show, I hear.
Yes, second time.
All right. Well, we're going to get through this. It's going to be nice and easy. So I know that the library has a big event this year. It's the 20th anniversary.
Yes, we are celebrating 20 years with as a library system in Santa Rosa County. Our theme was going to be like 20 years of stories, mm-hmm. and we're going to celebrate all year long with special events, and we'll have each library will have different events, and they'll have drop-in experiences and just an overall good time.
Okay. So I know that you mentioned, and I know the same is true with the library system, that there might be different branches in different locations. Can you tell me a little bit about the branches?
Well, we have different libraries. We call them libraries in Santa Rosa County. We have the Navarre Library. We have Gulf Breeze Library. We have the Jay Library. We have the Milton Library and the Pace Library. And we have the Family History and Research Center.
Okay. And so 20 years of stories, what does that mean? What kind of stories?
We are celebrating the community stories, our stories, the stories we have on the shelf.
Yes, that's what I would have imagined, the stories on the shelf.
Yes, but
just wanted to hear that. So wonderful. Are there any particular stories that stand out to you that you want to highlight? No, okay. that's fine. So we also have 20 years of stories. You have a punch card that's associated with that.
Yes, we are encouraging our patrons and our community to come and visit all of the libraries. If you come in, you get a punch card, and we're asking you to go to your library once a month and get a punch. And then if you go to other libraries, because we want you to explore and experience all of our libraries in the system, so we offer a bonus punch card. So you get the bonus punches, you get the punches monthly, and you will be entered to win a great prize at the end, around October. Oh, October 3rd is our anniversary date.
Okay, so you have a few months leading up to the actual anniversary. That's wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what's the prize? Can you say?
I cannot say yet, but it's going to be pretty great.
All right, that's awesome. Obviously, with 20th anniversary events, a lot of times there's events that support that and are built around that. Talk to me a little bit about the events going on.
Well, we have several different events. Each library is doing sort of their own thing. So Navarre has these monthly movies, and they have sort of made all their movies to be from 2006, the year that we were started. So they're celebrating through movies. Gulf Breeze has several different individual programs that are going on.
Okay.
They're going to have a sidewalk chalk decoration sort of thing.
That's really awesome.
On one of those days. Let's see. We have different drop-in events like a scavenger hunt at some of the libraries. Mm-hmm. A lot of our community love good scavenger hunts.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We like to put those on.
Wonderful. Yeah, I know when my kids were younger, they absolutely loved the sidewalk chalk. So it's great to see that you're encouraging the families to bring the younger kids out to have an activity to do, and they can also check out the books at the library.
Yes,
that's awesome.
All ages are welcome to come and do the sidewalk chalk at Gulf Breeze.
Ironically, my 20-year-old, she still likes to dabble in the sidewalk chalk every now and again. So.
Yes, yes.
All right, we do have a question for you on the text line. If you have any questions for Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System, feel free to reach out to us today, 437-1620. So the question on the text line is, do libraries offer services other than the obvious checking out of books?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have audiobooks. We have books, and we check out things. Mm-hmm. We have programs. Different programs, like we were just saying, we have some that are earmarked for the 20 years of stories, and then we have our regular ones like story time, preschool time, we have game days, we have STEAM days, book clubs, and we have movie afternoons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wonderful. Are the movies certain times of the week?
They are all on our calendar on the website.
Okay.
And you can actually subscribe to our calendar and actually get the events in your email.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I know when I was going to the library, I mean, I haven't been to I have been to a library within the last year. So, but when I went a lot as a kid and as a college student, you know, obviously I would go for the movies, I would go for the research projects I had happening at college. And those were always one of the things I enjoyed going there because it was quiet and you could find usually what you were looking for and a good place to study. So,
yes.
Awesome. All right. So, you mentioned the STEAM events, you mentioned the book clubs. Talk to me a little bit about the volunteer opportunities.
Well, we have Friends of the Library. We have different, each library has a group that helps us. They're usually library lovers everywhere, or everyone is invited and encouraged to join their local Friends of the Library group. These dedicated volunteers advocate for libraries, and they raise much-needed funds. They sponsor programs and special events, and they host their popular used book sales.
Mm, okay. We have another question for you on the text line here, 437-1620, if you have a question. What is the best way for members of the community to support the libraries, maybe in addition to volunteering?
Coming in.
Yeah.
And using our library. That's the best way to support it and to become a friend of our libraries and come to our events, come to our programs.
Do you take donations?
We always take donations, or the Friends of the Library take donations.
Yeah. Are they financial donations? Do you take books or magazines or anything like that?
They take financial donations. They take books. They don't take textbooks, but most everything else they will.
Okay. Another question. I have a 7-year-old. Can he get his own card?
Well, I have a 7-year-old too, and mine has a card. Yes. All the way from infant to as old as you are, you can have a card with the Santa Rosa County Library System as long as you are a resident of Santa Rosa County.
Okay. So people can become friends of the library, to your point earlier?
Yes, yes.
How do they do that?
They can go to our website and they can see there's like a little tiny application thing. And they can also go to the library and they'll give them more information.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System is our guest today on Pep Talk. If you have any questions, once again, 437-1620, 437-1620. We'll take a break and be right back right after this.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host today, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, who's out of studio today. My guest for this half hour is Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System. We're talking about the 20th anniversary and all the great things that are being done to support the anniversary event, which happens in October. February is Love and Taxes Month. I love how you phrase that. So Love Your Library Month is February. Talk to me about that.
Well, February is Love Your Library Month. Love Your Library Month is celebrated during February at most libraries. This is a great time to recognize the important role libraries play in the cultural and economic success of local communities. We're just encouraging everyone to come out and visit your local library and get a library card if you don't have one. Check out something new if you want. Attend a program or even just bring a friend. And all the libraries, we have this little special program where we have hearts just sitting, usually they're on the counter, and we're encouraging patrons to come in and write down what they love about their library, about our library, and to then you can put it up on the display that we have. We get lots of hearts. I love to read them.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So if people want more information, can you give them the website for the library system?
Yes, it is www.santarosacounty.fl.gov/libraries.
All right. And we do have another question for you on the text line. Once again, Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System. Our guest today, 437-1620, 437-1620. If you have a question, where do I go to get the library card, and do I need any identification to get one?
Well, yes, you do need identification. You can go to online. You can go to our website. What was that? you can go to our website, and you can find the information there on how to get the library card. And you can actually get the, you can do it online, and it will come to us, and we will create an electronic library card. And then you can also come in to one of the libraries, your local library at Santa Rosa County, and you can get a library card that way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need just proof of residency. We need to know that you live in Santa Rosa County. We also have different ways for snowbirds, example. They only live here half the year, so we have a special card for them, and the instructions are online, or you can go into the library, and they'll discuss it with you and get you a card.
Well, that's handy. That's nice that a snowbird can come down from up north and be part of the system down here.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. So I know my wife had a friend that took her to a library recently for an activity that they had going on because they were both kind of artistic in nature, and so they went to that activity. Obviously, encouraging friends to have people bring friends to the library for activities like that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So let's see. And you mentioned about the patrons inviting you to tell them what they love about the library. Okay, so let's move on to the tax assistance, because we are basically in the throes of tax season. That just kicked off a week or two ago. AARP is doing an event with you.
Yes, we have AARP and the Tax Aid Foundation. They're providing tax assistance to anybody free of charge, with a focus on the taxpayers who are over 50. You don't need to be an AARP member to use the service. They're at three specific libraries, Gulf Breeze Library, Milton Library, and Navarre Library. They'll be there till April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
They have specific days. For example, Gulf Breeze has Monday and Thursdays from 9 to 1. Milton Library has Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 12 to 4. And then Navarre Library has Mondays and Fridays from 9 to 1. Appointments are required, so make sure you go onto our website and you can see the calendar there with the AARP information, and then you can also go to the AARP website, and we have a link from our website to their website, if that helps to get you where you need to be, get an appointment and come in and get tax assistance. You can also, we have computers, so you could do them yourself if you're brave enough.
Mm-hmm.
we have computers at our libraries, and you can check a computer. You can use a computer, and you know, we have printers and copiers and all that good stuff that you need to make sure you're organized and you stay right with the IRS.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just going to say, so these volunteers from AARP, they are IRS certified.
Yes, they're all volunteers, and they're through AARP. So. Mm-hmm.
And it looks like there might be some. It says moderate income, but I know that they probably might have a dollar figure, and I'm not expecting you to know that dollar figure. But is there a way for people to get the information ahead of time before they set up an appointment?
Yes, they can go to the AARP website. That's where most of the information is going to be found. But like I said, there is a link on our website to get to the AARP website.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, because it's a great program for people that are within that income range to have that free tax assistance available to them, absolutely. Another question here on the text line, 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you offer any programs for teens?
We do. We have, like the game days, we have the book clubs, we have a new program called Tween Tech Time at the Gulf Breeze, and we have a Dungeons and Dragons that's just beginning at Milton. It's a one-shot. I'm not very,
understood.
It took me a minute to get to the Dungeons and Dragons to help promote it, so... But they do meet, and again, that information is on our calendar that you can subscribe to on our website.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have to be a Santa Rosa County resident to participate in the library events? That's one of the questions on the text line for you.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Anybody can just come into our library. You can be from Okaloosa County, you can be from Holmes County, you can be from any county, you can be from Alabama.
Okay.
And we'll welcome you in.
Perfect. Well, as you mentioned, you take the snowbirds. So
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. Rebecca Bass, once again, Santa Rosa County Library System, our guest today. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
February is Customer Appreciation Month at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery machines. This month, all Bernina machines are 25% off of MSRP. Bernina machines are made to create. So create something cool this month with Bernina and Daryl's. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewingandpensacola.com.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Our Senators Ashley Moody and Rick Scott and Representative Jimmy Patronis are standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. They know the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host today, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, 437-1620. If you have any questions, that'll take you to the text line, or you can certainly give us a call and give us a phone call as well. Rebecca Bass, once again, our guest from the Santa Rosa County Library System. Easter is also coming up, so we have a visit from the Easter Bunny, looks like.
Yes, towards the end of March, early April, we are going to have the Easter Bunny visit each library, and they're going to hand out eggs, and you can get pictures.
Okay.
With the bunny.
Is it a free event?
It is free, yes.
Okay. And do people get photo opportunities with the bunny?
Yes. You can come and get you can take your picture with, we encourage you to bring your camera or your phone, and have pictures with the Easter Bunny.
Okay. What are the dates on that?
So, Jay Library, the Easter Bunny will be there on Saturday, March 28th. Monday, March 30th, he will be at the Pace Library. Tuesday, March 31st, the Easter Bunny will be at the Gulf Breeze Library. Wednesday, April 1st, at the Navarre Library. And Thursday, April 2nd, the Easter Bunny will be at the Milton Library, and this will be between 1 and 2 p.m.
Okay, so they have an hour to get there and get their pictures taken. And,
yes.
And do all
that. We encourage our patrons to get there early because the bunny is going to draw the crowd.
Okay. And, yes. And it looks like the bunny is handing out the eggs.
Yes, yes.
Okay, nice. So what is the setup? Is it usually like right in the entryway there? Is it is he going to be in a certain spot in the library?
It's dependent on the library.
Okay, so each library is going to decide on their own.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. What are the tips for visiting the Easter Bunny? You don't want to pull his ears?
Yeah, don't pull his ears. The bunny does not like that. Arrive early, like I said, because the bunny will draw a big crowd. Bring your camera and phone. Photos are encouraged with the Easter Bunny. And check the library system's calendar for each library's specific Easter Bunny visit. And stay connected by going to the library events and subscribing to that. When I say the bunny draws a big crowd, at one point last year we had over 200 at Pace Library come visit the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy in there.
Did that cause any parking issues anything like that?
That's why we encourage everybody to get there early.
Yeah.
So you can get a good spot and get ready, get your dress nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
how early can people line up? Because I know some people might be worried about lining up too early or whatever.
Well, you can just come into the library and, mm-hmm. and just hang out, and because we have other things. And then as you see the line forming, then you can just get in.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go explore, maybe check out the movie section or the audiobooks.
Yeah, definitely. Check out the books.
Keep an eye on that Easter Bunny, and if you see him moving, hop
exactly.
over.
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, and once again, you mentioned the different libraries that you're part of. Can you just mention once again where they're located?
Okay, we have Navarre Library, Gulf Breeze Library, Milton Library, Pace Library, and Jay Library, and then we have the Family History and Research Center as well.
Okay, Rebecca Bass, once again, Santa Rosa County Library System. Thanks for joining us today.